try and do this like as a serious interview. We always have like to have a lot of fun with the weed on this
That's
show.
That's true. Whenever it comes up, we tend to get a little bit Ryan Lochte on it.
Yes, we do. But but what we have here is we actually have a serious weed problem on this show right now, and this is what we're trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Mitch Kahn is with us. He is
no relation
of Grassroots Cannabis. And there's a movie tonight. I want to hip you people, because you have to, when you talk about weed, you got to say things like this.
Sure.
Well, I want to hip you people to the Music Box Theater tonight at 7:00. Ricky Lake, who I absolutely adore,
I do too.
Is just, she's one of the best ever. She's going to be with us in just a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
She produced this documentary called Weed the People. And I got it. And it's designed here to tell people about medical cannabis as a human rights issue, as opposed to just as any kind of an issue. I mean, a lot of people, and it seems to me, Mitch, and you're involved in cannabis production and sales in what? How many states? Seven states.
We're in seven states, soon to be nine.
Okay, so doing it the way. You guys are rolling out. Are you in Colorado?
We are not in Colorado. We're in mostly the Midwest and Eastern states today.
Okay.
Mostly.
So you've seen in the states that have gone, in Colorado being sort of the patient zero here of, going full recreational. The guys who started in medical, as Illinois has been in medical now for the last 3 years?
About 4 years.
4 years. And these were very expensive. The state, the barrier to entry that the state of Illinois put up to make it hard for people to apply for licenses is to grow, to process, and to dispense, right? Those are the three licenses?
That's correct. And, Illinois has really been, we think in a lot of ways, the model for really putting together a very, very strict regulatory environment in a good way to make sure it's regulated in an appropriate way and businesses are run by the right people and run the right way.
Right. It does seem like that to me. I mean, I've watched them, and Illinois is not known for getting things right all the time, but I think in this particular case, they may have actually done pretty well
and
in terms of that.
It also seems, correct me if I'm wrong, that there's potential now with the governor being more pro-cannabis than the Governor Rauner and the legislature changing in the way that it has, that there might be new hope for additional bills to pass.
Well, there's no doubt. And first of all, we were really excited this year, to have the new opioid bill passed and really increase accessibility to a huge number of additional patients in the state of Illinois. We think that alone is going to double or triple or quadruple the existing access for patients and in large measure, and Ricky will certainly talk about her movie, but it's really about access and accessibility for as many people as we can. Obviously, the new governor-elect made cannabis a huge issue in his campaign, and we believe that there will, without question, be an adult use bill that comes out of the House and the Senate.
Does that help you or hurt you? Because the argument, because the conversation has been about medical use, and there's been, and now when it sort of slides just to recreational, does that counter the line of argument you guys have been making, or is it just add to it?
I'm not sure I can speak to whether it's good or bad. I think what it does is it increases accessibility for people.
So everybody's doing it anyway. Not everybody, but a lot of people are doing it anyway.
No doubt about that.
Makes me paranoid. I can't do it. I'd love to, but I can't.
It increases accessibility in a way, Ro, that I think, if you really go back and understand the history of how this became illegal, it was a purely political act many, many years ago.
Jazz singers, right? They wanted to get jazz artists. They wanted to keep them from smoking.
And the folks in the paper business didn't want hemp to destroy their paper businesses. There's a number of different anecdotes.
I never understood why the tobacco industry, especially when tobacco was really starting to go south in the 90s, why they didn't just grab this thing and go, this is our new thing.
They had the lobbyists in place already. Could have just sort of shifted the product, right?
Right. And I mean, seriously, the paper industry, there was one company making, joint paper. And it wasn't particularly good. All right, Ricky Lake is with us. And the movie is called Weed the People, and that's what's going to be playing at the Music Box tonight at 7 o'clock. And Ricky, thank you for being here.
Happy to be here. Just got off the plane with Abby.
Oh, we know you hustled over here to the studio.
We raced to be here, yeah.
Thank you so much for doing that. And, all right, so explain Weed the People. Why'd you make it?
I focus more on documentaries these days. I don't act, and I'm not really hosting a show anymore. But I love projects that raise questions that are important to me, and I hope are to others as well. Abby and I made a documentary 10 years ago called The Business of Being Born, and it really did educate people about their options. And this, I mean, this doesn't necessarily seem like it fits in our kind of wheelhouse, but my mm-hmm. husband, my now deceased husband, Christian Evans, this was his passion, this was his medicine, and it was through his own curiosity and his own research that we went on this path, and made this film 6 years in the making, and the timing could not be better for
it. And you're
it.
Focusing on children here?
Focusing on children with cancer, so pediatric mm-hmm. Cancer. And that was Abby's decision. I mean, we were focusing initially on a little girl that had a different disease called NF1, but it's treated like it's cancer with chemotherapy. And, Abby can talk more about why, you focused on children.
Well, I think the movie, like Ricky was saying, started with the child. So Ricky and Christian were trying to help this little girl. And literally one day she called me and she's like, Christian's been reading all this stuff about CBD. And we mm-hmm. think this might help her tumors. And then like 3 weeks later, she called me and she's like, you're not going to believe this. I've chartered a jet. We are putting this little girl and her mom on a plane. We're going up to Mendocino to see this cannabis doctor. And I was like, this sounds like a movie. I'm coming. I'm bringing cameras. Like, it just felt like the beginning of something. Mm-hmm. And it ended up to be this amazing journey for the past 6 years. And I think we both have learned so much. I mean, I think we were incredibly cannabis naive, especially like to the medical effects, Mm-hmm. I mean, right. I think we had absolutely no idea.
Well, I think that's you're articulating much better the point I was trying to make earlier, which is there are two tracks when people think about cannabis, right? There's the recreational track, which we've all grown up around and know and understand, and then there's the medical part. And I think people, because it's the Cheech and Chong effect, really. It's mm-hmm. because it's kind of its own joke.
Right.
It's not taken seriously as a
Reefer Madness.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Reefer Madness and Cheech and Chong. Yeah. The polar opposites, the North and South Pole of getting high. Yeah. And to me, it's I've watched these guys struggle who are trying to bring this into the mainstream of medicine. Because you're hearing doctors now. I mean, doctors who, wouldn't necessarily 10 years ago mm-hmm. be not necessarily prescribing, but, talking to their patients about maybe you do want to try this for pain relief or, to switch over from opioids to this or anxiety, right? And not necessarily smoking. But, the oils, as our news person will tell you, gummy bears, very, very popular.
Yeah.
And it's the over 60 crowd, man. I can't believe how many. I mean, I'll go out and I'm trying to not hang out with people over the age of 60 because it makes me feel like I'm way too close now. But it's like, they're like, dude, I just dropped two gummies. And these are guys that are bankers and doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs. It's like, well, what do you do? And it's like, I'm so high. You're like, what are you doing? What's going on?
But then you meet someone who has a medical condition who tells you this is what helps me. And it's the other side of the coin. And with the children, one of the things that's mm-hmm. interesting is FDA says you're not allowed to use it anyway mm-hmm. if you're under, 18?
Well, I think it's
different. It's different,
ridiculous.
Different states.
Yeah, I mean, look, these children are taking so many drugs that have never been tested on children. I mean, you look at any child with epilepsy, with cancer, they've got open prescriptions for OxyContin. They are taking, massive destructive drugs that were never meant for children. So it's, to say at this point, oh, well, this hasn't been tested, or, I mean, this is completely non-toxic. And, I think now what we're going to see, what I hope we're going to see with Canada is, Canada's opening the science floodgates. It's going to be open there to researchers, and I wonder how long are people going to be able to tolerate all the blocks here. Mm-hmm. It's outrageous.
It's a good point, because it is limited in terms of they don't do research to see the benefits from cannabis.
Very hard.
And there's this connectivity to law enforcement. There's a whole other world here, because law enforcement has been very, very opposed to the expansion of marijuana in the United States. But now you're starting to see that turn, because and what's interesting to me is because it's like the Jared Kushner effect too. I almost can't believe I'm saying this,
bring that together.
Because Jared Kushner has been pushing very hard for this sentencing reform, mm-hmm. which really is based on the fact that marijuana is becoming legal in all these states because there are so many, the vast majority of people that will be affected by his legislation are people who have marijuana offenses. And that's where the whole thing comes back around. And they almost have to do it because you can't be out selling marijuana legally and then have, you know, a guy who went in when he was 17 years old for selling, you know.
Well, it's racist at its core. I mean, I think there's so much social justice reparations to be done with the cannabis industry because that's what you see, right?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they react to it. But law enforcement's turning on this a little bit because they realize that they keep fighting the uphill battle and they keep thinking, well, if we take a pot dealer off the street, then you know that's gonna then we can focus on the heroin dealers and this and that. It's kind of a vicious circle, and it's weird because in this moment of great wacky political world that we live in, that pot is the one thing that is getting bipartisan support.
John Boehner's now in the game.
He's on board too. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? His doctors are eventually going to tell him that the red wine is very, very bad for him in the long run. And you know, it's coming for all of us. Yeah. And I think that because Boehner's pretty much drunk by 4 o'clock in the afternoon anyway. I'd rather have him sober. He'd be the first to admit it. All right. And how long did it take you guys to make the movie?
Just 6 years.
No, only 6 years.
You know. Yeah, we started in 2012.
Yeah, we followed these.
So you followed this whole
for years,
right?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, one of them is a 9-month-old baby when we start the movie, and then she's like 5 years old at the end of the movie. So yeah, I mean, with cancer, I think you have to have these long arcing storylines, you know. But but the movie actually, we had a piece come out in Forbes today talking about all the obstacles to promoting anything around cannabis, you know, and how there's this beauty, like that was the title of the article in Forbes. It was like, oh, women are trying to elevate, because there's a lot of women in this industry. And it was saying, you know, women are taking these leadership roles in this industry and people are trying to elevate consciousness around this. But like, you know, Facebook's blocking us and, you know, everywhere you turn, you're being blocked when you try to promote
it. Advertising rules. I mean, here in the advertising business, they're obviously, you've got cannabis distribution centers, growers, all that, the branding now. You walk in to any of the medical marijuana places here, and it's pretty wacky to walk in because it's like the product that they're selling is marketed. It's really marketed for a consumer. It doesn't look like a pharmacy. It looks like a head shop. Yeah. And so you're trying to, and again, it's these two lanes that are sort of having trouble merging. And the advertising, what we can do, like in terms of if somebody wants to buy advertising, it's you can't sell marijuana as a, you could sell beer, right? All day long, dilly dilly, right? I mean, that's what people are doing. But if you try to go sell a marijuana product, it's like a whole other, mess. That will eventually change.
I think it is too.
For sure.
When President Kushner,
oh God, bite your tongue,
is elected in 2020,
wow.
I think that's when that happens,
we're all gonna get really high.
You know, I'm just thinking that Jared and Ivanka smoke a lot at night, and that's how they get through the whole thing.
I think they should.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on. All right. Well, okay. So if people want to go see this. It's Weed the People. What a great title.
It is. You like the title. All right. Yeah. Cool.
I love the title.
We love it too.
Yeah.
It's screening tonight and screening also tomorrow at 4:30, which tomorrow is not the best time, but hoping people
Let me just get them all right here so that we can get it. It's radio. Okay. We can't put it up on the screen. So it's Music Box Theater. That's tonight at 7 o'clock.
And tomorrow at 4:30.
Tomorrow at 4:30 at the Music Box Theater. That's on Southport, 3733 Southport, just north of Addison.
And we'll be there for both screenings.
Oh, both screenings.
There'll be a Q&A after?
Yes.
And Grassroots Cannabis, Mitch Kahn, the CEO of that, he's the one you're the one kind of organizing this whole thing.
Yeah, we're the sponsor of the showing tonight.
We very much appreciate
premiere.
You guys.
They're the sponsors premiere, of the Chicago,
Premiere. We love it. Really excited to have Abby and Ricky here and really talk about how we make this more accessible to more people. That's really what the message is about. And the kids are an unbelievable story. It's hard to watch that movie without it affecting your heartstrings in a major
emotional way.
Yeah. But it's really about accessibility to more and more people. And I would love for you to come visit one of our dispensaries because they don't look like head shops. shops. They look much more like wellness facilities. And
the product, I'm not saying they look like head shops. The products, be, you know, in the packaging of the products themselves sometimes, you know, can be sort of trippy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, there's crazy requirements state to state on packaging and labeling, yep. and all of that is done to protect patients and do a lot of things that the programs have to do, mm-hmm. but it's evolving in a tremendously different way. You're going to see the packaging, the products look like every CPG product on every shelf in every store that you walk into in the next couple of years.
All right.
The industry's, it's going to look like a completely different business in a couple of years.
Yeah, without question. And it's where, and yeah. that's, there's a lot of money going into it too. There's
it is.
A lot
and,
of smart
and,
money going into
and, it. But things like what Ricky and Abby have done have an enormous impact on people understanding the benefit of this product.
All right.
And it has huge benefit for a lot of people.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being
Thanks.
Here. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
So
Always
so
great to see you.